Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Tomorrow, the U.S. Supreme Court will hear a case out of New Jersey involving pro-life pregnancy centers. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
You know, this is a definite case of a New Jersey attorney general harassing these pro-life pregnancy centers, demanding they turn over their confidential donor records because they're saying that they're providing false and misleading information to women.
Yeah, since 2022, the New Jersey Attorney General Plotkin has vocally expressed his hostility toward pro-life groups, calling them, quote, extremists, close quote, and issuing a statewide, quote, consumer alert, close quote, declaring that the state's pro-life pregnancy centers mislead the public about their health care services.
I mean, these centers help pregnant women, help new mothers and fathers with their children, and help save these children. But obviously, this attorney general is not pro-life.
No, obviously not pro-life. So the attorney general has made all these statements, so pretty obvious that the attorney general of New Jersey is hostile to these nonprofit pro-life crisis pregnancy centers. And so the attorney general issued a subpoena for donors and associates and wants them to basically, I think, be chilled because he wants information that goes back many, many years.
Like 10 years.
10 yeah. years, listing their donors, listing confidential information that they should not have to produce.
Advertising materials on the abortion pill reversal.
Yeah, because he's questioning the whole abortion pill reversal,
right,
which we know for a fact actually works.
Yes.
When it's done in time, you know, the abortion pill mifepristone is a progesterone blocker, so it stops the production of progesterone. So one of the ways to counteract that is increase progesterone. And so that's what this abortion pill reversal protocol does in part, is it actually increases your consumption of progesterone to compensate for mifepristone,
right,
that's causing a reduction. So we know for a fact that it has been very successful in a lot of abortion pill reversals. And so this crisis pregnancy center, like many others, they provide abortion pill reversal protocol, and he is wanting to essentially say that that's false advertising, and therefore he's wanting all of their information about this. You know, the fact of the matter is, this particular nonprofit organization is called First Choice Women's Resource Centers, and tomorrow the Supreme Court will hear the case. Now, part of the issue here is obviously the egregious situation here with this hostile attorney general subpoenaing donor records, personnel files, and other operational records spanning the previous 10 years, wanting to try to set up a case for consumer fraud. That's his ultimate goal in harassing people and trying to intimidate donors that their names are going to be now public record. But the case actually got to the Supreme Court in a very interesting way, because with the subpoena, the First Choice Women's Resource Centers refused to comply with the subpoena because it's so overbearing and it violates their constitutional rights to free speech, free exercise of religion.
And now look at, think about for a second, look at the, even the bigger picture here, though. Obviously, he's does not agree with pro-life, and so he wants to come after them. But if he wins, think about, he could, any other organization he doesn't agree with or any other state can go in and demand donor records, which donors give and with knowing their information will be private, you could go in and secure all this information from other organizations as well.
Well, in fact, that's what happened if you go back to the Prop 22. This is the marriage amendment in California that was being promoted. And, you know, actually the founder of Brave, remember the founder of Brave, which is one of the privacy internet search engine items. He actually was the founder of another tech company and gave, I think, maybe $1,000 or something less to support Proposition 22, the constitutional amendment that says marriage is the union of a man and a woman. And those donor records were made public. And consequently, the founder actually gets removed by the board of directors because he gave a contribution to support marriage as one man and one woman.
Yeah, there's privacy issues here going on.
And the reason
pro-life.
Why they want to dox people for giving to pro-life or pro-family issues is for that very reason.
Absolutely.
To eliminate them.
I don't like what you're giving your money to, so we're going to expose you.
Yeah, and we're going to expose you and maybe even expose your home address as well. So put them at personal security risk.
Yeah.
So therefore, what that is designed to do is to intimidate people so that they won't give. So this particular case started with this subpoena and then a resistance to the subpoena. And there was a question here about whether or not this was ready for review or whether it should go through a state court system first before they filed a preemptive constitutional claim in federal court. And so that sort of a procedural issue, but nevertheless, the Supreme Court decided to jump into this case and take it. So some of the argument could be on this procedural issue. Should the pregnancy center have gone into state court to quash the subpoena as opposed to going directly into federal court to try to preempt the subpoena by raising a First Amendment claim? The typical process would be going into the state court. And so
But the federal courts declined to intervene.
Yeah, what happened is initially in January 2024, a federal court ruled that the New Jersey state court had jurisdiction despite the case involving First Amendment violations. Ultimately, the federal courts declined to intervene in 2024, allowing this case to proceed through the state court, which ruled the subpoena was valid, but did not make any ruling on First Choice's constitutional objection. So now the Supreme Court has granted review of the case. First Choice is asking the high court to let federal courts hear its First Amendment claim. So this case is far from over. So it had to go through the state courts, but the state court wouldn't address the First Amendment issue. So part of the argument is to the Supreme Court that the Supreme Court should allow the federal courts to actually address the First Amendment claim rather than wallowing in a state court system that's not equipped or doesn't want to address the significant First Amendment issues.
So do you think the Supreme Court could order it go back to the federal courts and order them to deal with it?
It could order it to go back to the federal courts to address the First Amendment claims. However, I would hope that if that's the case, the Supreme Court would have enough language in there sort of that the writing is sort of on the wall. So yeah, it goes back, but you know what? This is a clear, significant First Amendment concern and or violation, so that essentially it gives direction to the federal court to do what it needs to do, and that is stop this nonsense, stop this hostility, stop this attempt to intimidate nonprofits that you don't like using the state's power. You know, these attorneys general, they have, and prosecutors, frankly, in general, at the local level, they have a lot of power. Because they have the power to initiate cases, they have the power to not initiate a case, they have a power to withdraw prosecution on a case. And they need to use that within ethical bounds.
Absolutely.
And, you know, you have different people at the head of the state as the attorney general, the highest law enforcement officer. And obviously, there are people from different parties. There are people that are elected as Democrats, some Republicans, they have different views. But they can't use those views to impose a vendetta when it is not based upon the law. And what this attorney general is doing has nothing to do with the law. It has nothing to do with consumer fraud. It's all to try to stop these crisis pregnancy centers. And it makes no sense.
This attorney general is violating the First Amendment by demanding these pregnancy centers break the confidentiality of their donors and associates, and the pregnancy centers have done nothing wrong. There's no compelling reason for them to do that other than that he can't stand it.
You know, when you look at this and it says it makes no sense, that these are pregnancy centers that are providing services to women who want them and benefit from them at no cost to the public.
And save the babies.
And saving lives, protecting families, and they want them closed. That is a real death cult.
Right.
That is demonic. And that is something that, you know, Mem Dani says he's going to do the same thing to crisis pregnancy centers. So we have to stand for these crisis pregnancy centers that are on the front line saving lives all over the country every day. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org.